It's the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and joining me is a true Renaissance man. He is an author. He is an athlete. He is a scholar. He is an educator. He is a proponent of education, an entrepreneur. He is also a doting grandfather, a loving husband, and a fantastic father, an avid skier as well, and also Steve Ballmer's roommate at Harvard. Yes, the excitable one, Steve Ballmer. And also a swell dresser, and also Eddie Papowski's number one fan, the longest running host of the Pulse of New Hampshire with curly hair, short curly hair, or long curly hair, depending on the time frame. He is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental. He is Mr. Tom Raffio.
J-Dog, thank you so much. I'm taking you everywhere I go.
Oh, thank you.
You're extraordinary. And the one thing I'll add before I introduce my guest, Jeremy Woodward, is that for all of my community partners out there, the successful launching of the Adult Dental Medicaid did occur, you know, on Saturday, April 1st, with a couple mobile clinics, one in the North Country and one right here in Concord. And that is my real job. But I do have a lot of fun in the sports world. My last week's guest was Rob Grable, who is the most successful soccer coach at Hanover High School. And today's guest is Jeremy Woodward. Most people know Jeremy as the owner of Jeremy's Boot Camp and the Live Life to the Fittest. So, Jeremy, thank you for joining me. Most people know you, but, you know, I don't think people realize your full story. And to the extent that you're revealing your own medical history, we're not violating HIPAA, but I think that would be really relevant for people to know this unbelievable story of your, you know, your health journey and how far you've come. And of course, you're such an inspiration. So take your time and tell us about that background.
Yeah. Well, first off, thank you so much, Tom, for having me on today. It's a pleasure. I was born with a congenital heart defect. I was born with a bicuspid aortic heart valve. So instead of having these three little cusps or flaps to help facilitate blood flow out and into the body, I was only born with two. And I was told it would probably never, ever give me any issues. If I, you know, did become symptomatic, that I would definitely know. And sure enough, when I was 22 years old, I became symptomatic. I had my first open heart surgery. At the time, I elected to have a tissue valve rather than a mechanical valve. The downfall with the tissue is that I would have to have this done again, hopefully not under symptomatic situations or circumstances. And 7 years later, almost to the day of my first open heart surgery, I went into heart failure, and which ended up resulting me in having my second open heart surgery. And I had a less than 5% chance of survival. When my wife and I checked into the hospital, we knew that we were in pretty dire circumstances. But we didn't realize how dire it was until, post-op, and they shared with us, like, you were basically not supposed to walk out of the hospital. You were in that bad of shape.
That's riveting. So profound. So putting aside, obviously, you've turned into an inspirational speaker and into wellness. How does that experience affect your day-to-day life? I mean, nothing much must bother you, given the fact that you had a 5% chance of living, and here you are. But how does that affect your sort of outlook on life?
Well, you know, I do think about it every single day, and I'm often reminded, like when I take my shirt off and I see the scar that's, you know, almost 8 inches long from just under my neck down to, you know, below my sternum. It also reminds me how precious life is. And although, you know, we're in a climate now of, you know, high stress and high levels of anxiety on many levels, just, you know, various things, I do try to bring myself down as much as possible to remind myself that life is precious. We only get one shot. In my case, I've had two shots, maybe three, who knows? But I do try to, you know, constantly remind myself that, okay, I can't sweat the small stuff and go out there and live my life like it is supposed to be lived. And, you know, like my first valve that I received, it was a tissue valve. It was from the information that I've been told, it was from a woman who had passed away in a car accident in Boston. So, you know, like the first 7 years, it was, you know, I had a tissue valve replacement and, you know, somebody else. And I, I've got a duty to, you know, to live and, you know, share my story with the world.
Awesome. So you have Jeremy's Boot Camp and you have the your company website, livelifetothefittest.com, all one word. Tell us about Jeremy's Boot Camp and your website.
Yes. So I have operated my studio, Jeremy's Boot Camp, for 10 years now. We are here in Concord on Manchester Street. We do one-on-one personal training. We do small group classes. Now, as a result of the pandemic over the last couple of years, we've had to make some big pivots and big changes. We're doing a lot less classes as we were. We're doing more one-on-ones, focusing on giving an incredible customer service and experience to every single person that comes in. But my wife and I, we also 2 years ago said, we need to become pandemic proof. We need to pivot and create something so that if we ever run into the situation again, we don't need to rely on our in-person. So we developed livelifetothefittest.com. It's an online fitness program. We cover mindset, nutrition, exercise, and you know, it's really starting to take off. We have clothing, we have all kinds of stuff very much around our whole Live Life to the Fittest brand and idea.
And we get wonderful inspirational texts from you that keep me going.
Yes, that is actually one of the most, one of my most fun parts of the day is, you know, getting on my texting platform and sending out that inspirational text to everybody. And it's amazing because that for me is my most highest engagement. I'll send something out and I'll get 10 responses from people and they'll say, oh, I really needed that today. I was struggling with this and I didn't think that I could get through this or that or whatever it might be. And so to hear that, it's pretty incredible. And you know, again, from, you know, the business side of things, it's a very good way to, you know, get the message out and have high engagement.
Now, you're an author and will be appearing in my book coming up, Stories from the Starting Line, one of 50 compelling people that I've met by lacing up my sneakers as well. So when you were completing your book, take us through that, because having done 3 books, I know it can be a combination of fun and agony. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So the book almost didn't happen. Okay. And after having a conversation with a friend, because I was like, you know, I was like, okay, I need to share my story. I want to get it out there. But for me, I almost didn't think that I was worthy enough to be able to do this. And I had this conversation with a friend. They're like, you got to do it. You got to put it out there. And then, so I teamed up with a friend of mine, Ben Vayer. He's actually he and I are both martial arts practitioners. We've been training for years. And I just said, hey, Ben, I know you've written before. Can we do this? Let's share my story. It took us about 3 years to write it. We would go in spurts. We would, you know, bang out 1 or 2 chapters in a week, and then we wouldn't do anything for several months. And then we'd come back. And then finally in 2020, I just said to Ben, I was like, all right, Ben, we got to wrap this up. Let's finish this. Let's get it out there. And it has been incredible. I've had people from all over the country reach out to me that are about to undergo, you know, open heart surgery or a very challenging time in their life. And they don't know like what lies ahead. So to be able to get messages back from people because of it makes it all worth it. When I had a call from an individual who was from, I believe he was from San Diego, and he was about to undergo open heart surgery. And he's like, I just need to call and hear somebody's voice to say, yeah, it's going to be okay. That to me at that moment made it all worth it.
Absolutely. So tell us where we can we get the book on Amazon and local bookstores? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the book is available. It's Heart Failure to Victory. It is available on Amazon. It's also available on Civin Media Relations, and that's a CIVIN mediarelations.com.
You're also a 6th degree black belt in karate. And I know that because the very occasional time I don't see you on the weekend at a road race, it's because you have a karate event or something. So that must have taken an incredible amount of discipline. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So that you know, I know like over the years, I've, you know, had the great opportunity to put myself out there for running and for multi-sport and everything. But my true love when it comes to sports and fitness is karate. I've been doing it now. This coming October will be 30 years. This past summer, I just tested for 6 degree. I've been training under Jeff Hardy for all 29 plus years right now. And it is probably it's one of the most fulfilling things that I get to do, just from everything from the mindset to the discipline, everything. It's a huge part of my life. I think about it every day. I do it every day. Now, when I had my second open heart surgery, I had to go on blood thinners. And I was told that I would not be able to practice and train anymore. And I said, at the point I could have just said, okay, I'm not going to do it anymore. That's it. After 15 years. And I just made that choice that, okay, let's figure out a way to work around it. I don't hit as hard as I used to. I don't get hit as hard as I used to, you know, years ago, but I'm still able to be involved and train and progress. And I'll do it till the day I die.
Congratulations on that, being a 6 degree black belt. And you also have 3 daughters. And of course you're married to Brooke, who I see at the road races occasionally. So let's spend 30 seconds on your family. And then after the break, we'll get into your upcoming documentary.
Yes, absolutely. So my girls are everything to me. I've been married to my wife, Brooke, now for almost 18 years. I have 3 beautiful daughters. Eliana is my oldest. She's 14. Bryn is 11. And Isla, our youngest, just turned 6 last week. And we also have a female dog, Luna. So I'm surrounded by all women in my house, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Sounds fun. And I hear you on that. So Jay, quite an inspiration, right? When you have a nagging injury, think of Jeremy.
That's right. Jeremy Woodward is our guest for this week on Northeast Delta Dental Radio, Jeremy's Boot Camp, and livelifetothefittest.com. All the information is there. Again, livelifetothefittest.com. When we return, we'll have Tom talk to Jeremy more about his road to fitness, as well as TED Talk as well, among the other topics here on Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We'll be back after these messages on the Pulse of New Hampshire. We're back. It's the Pulse of New Hampshire. It is Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I am J-Dog, and Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, is the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this week's guest, it's a great one, as all our guests are. It's Jeremy Woodward, Jeremy's Boot Camp, and livelifetothefittest.com. He was talking about family and his journey to fitness in the last segment. So, Tom, I'll have you talk to Jeremy again about a lot of other topics, since time is of the essence.
Absolutely. So, Jeremy, I know, because you kept me posted, how jacked and pumped you were with your TED Talk, preparing for it and the exhilaration of delivering it. So tell us about that process, how you were asked to do it, and just the whole experience. You're obviously a high energy person anytime I see you, but in this in particular seemed to make you even super energized.
Yes, it did, Tom. Absolutely. So funny story, like the book, it almost didn't happen, right? So I had applied for, you know, I was told that it takes on average about 3 applications to get into a TED Talk. And I had a goal to get in by 2024. And so I had applied for one back in the fall, but I wasn't in the right mindset to do it. I went and auditioned, and to be honest with you, I stunk. I'll be brutally honest. I was not in a place to be able to do it. And then all of a sudden, something popped up in February saying, hey, we're looking for a couple of speakers. If you think you have what we're looking for, please message us. Reached out, went through the application, went through the audition. I nailed the audition. I felt amazing. And I was like, okay, I think I'm going to get this. And sure enough, I got a call back within a couple of days saying that I was accepted in. It was for TEDx Boston. And I wrote the script, went in, delivered. I was scared out of my mind. I've done a lot of crazy things over the last 15 years. One of them, as you know, and I know you can attest to this as well, Dancing with the Stars, with the local stars. That, to me, getting in front of 600 people was probably one of the scariest things I've ever done. But this topped it, because I knew a lot was riding on it. And I was like, okay, I got one opportunity right now to share it with the world in a big way. And, I just went out, had a blast. I met 4 other incredible speakers. We're all friends now. We'll be friends for life. It was just, it was an experience that I'll never forget. And I'm very, very grateful that I had that opportunity.
Yeah, I keep hearing all great things. So if someone's listening to this radio show and wants to see that TED Talk, how would they do that?
So within the next couple of days, I'll be getting a link, which I'll be posting it up on my Instagram, which is at Ironheart Jeremy. It has to get submitted to the TED, the governing body, first. They clip it. They do whatever they have to, because you have 17 minutes for your TED Talk. Mine came in at 13, so nothing should be clipped, I don't think. They put it on the YouTube channel, and then I'll get my own direct URL, and I'll put it out there.
Wow, looking forward to that. And you, congratulations, were one of only, I think, like 25 people in the world that have gotten the Medtronic Global Hero Award. Tell us about that.
Yes, in 2010, I was selected that year. I'm not sure if the program is still in existence anymore through Medtronics, but I had this, somebody had recommended me. They put a submission in, and next thing I know, I got a call from them and was flying out to Medtronics, got awarded this, and got to run the Medtronic 10 miler that year. And it was a neat opportunity. I got to see how. So I have a St. Jude mechanical valve, but the Medtronic makes a very similar product, and I get to see how they were manufactured. It's so fascinating how they are manufactured and how this little piece, the size of a thumbnail, keeps me alive.
You've also had some incredible athletic accomplishments. You've done an Ironman at Lake Placid. So explain to the audience what an Ironman is, as well as you've done Teddy Bruschi's team. So you've done at least 6 Boston marathons, and we used to have that terrific basketball game, local basketball game. I miss that. But tell us about your Ironman experience and then also what it's like being on Teddy's team.
Yeah, so the Ironman consists of a 2.4-mile swim. Then you bike 112 miles. And after you're warmed up a little bit from the bike ride, you go on a 26.2-mile run. I made this goal when I was in the hospital. I needed something that was so big and so out of reach, you know, and I became obsessed with it. And I just said, hey, I want to, you know, if I get out of the hospital alive, I want to complete the Ironman. And 3 years to the date of my surgery, I ended up crossing the finish line. And it just led me on a really fun and crazy journey. I was linked up with Teddy Bruschi. He is a stroke survivor. And I've been able to run for his team, raising money for stroke and heart disease awareness for 6 years. I'm about to start a new campaign for his team soon, so I'm super excited about that. And you had asked about the basketball game. The basketball game is coming back. I'm looking at 2024, bringing that game back. So we need it. If there's a time in our life right now that we need something fun and positive, we need this. So I'm bringing it back.
So that'll be our joint goal, along with redoing or having another version of Dancing with the Stars, which I've done twice. So Ooh. It's been fun. And as you know, the thrill, you know, you get through, it's kind of like a TED Talk. You get like 3 minutes, you get less than 3 minutes, and you do all this training and, you know, oh my God. So now, quietly, you've been working on a film, or will conceptually working on it, hopefully culminating at the Delta Dental Half Marathon later this fall. So give us a little history on that.
Yeah, so last summer I was connected with an incredible organization from out west. Their name is Sturry. The company name is Sturry. And they produce documentaries on individuals that have had and overcome, you know, challenging times in their life and fit the story profile for what they were looking for. And it looks like this fall we're going to be filming documentary. We will be at the Northeast Delta Dental Half Marathon, which I'm super, super excited because I get to, you know, share these miles with you, Tom, and be out there. And then, you know, we're also going to get some pieces from an Ironman race that I will be doing in the fall. So we're going to put it all together. And, you know, the goal is to share the story and to give people hope and inspiration that no matter what challenges you may have in front of you, that anything can be accomplished. So that is my hope, to inspire, to motivate people, that anything can be accomplished.
Absolutely. That's funny. I was just watching a rerun of the 2008 Celtics and Kevin Garnett's screaming at the end, anything is possible.
Yes.
So the Delta Dental Half is in October, and it's a beautiful race from Hopkinton to Concord. And I think it's a great culminating race for you in the film. I'm looking forward to it. And obviously you're so inspiring. So you're inspiring to us. Who are the people that inspire you?
I've got a number of people on that list, Tom. Of course, my wife and my daughters, they inspire me. You inspire me, Tom. I see you out at all the races, everything that you're doing in the community. I mean, you are a legend in this community, and I look up to you greatly. My martial arts instructor, you know, we were talking about him before. I've been there for 29 years. I'm very blessed to have some pretty incredible people in my life to be, to look up to and to be inspired by. And anybody who, you know, people that have come across me, you know, come across in my, you know, my career that, you know, they've come in and they want to run a race or they have this obstacle, this challenge, and they get through it and they do it, they follow through. That inspires me. It's pretty cool to see, you know, what we're all really, truly capable of.
And that's the other thing. That's a great thing about New Hampshire is you can be out there, you know, I do race now very slowly, but I love being out there every weekend. You know, I either see you racing or with the Live Life to the Fittest, you know, booth. And it's just terrific. And that's the thing about New Hampshire. You can make such a difference. So it's wonderful for me to see someone like you inspiring others. And the more, you know, if we inspire some people, in turn, they in the future will inspire people. And that will keep, you know, New Hampshire, as you and I both know, as you know, we've traveled across the country and we've been in other states. We know this is the best state ever, right?
I agree. And, you know, the camaraderie, the community aspect, and just people in general here are awesome and supportive, and they will, you know, give the shirt off their back to the next person. Like, we really do truly live in a very, very special place.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, I know we lost an icon in that, Tom Walton, but, you know, he would want us to continue on. And I know he was the one that originally got me in road racing at the turn of the century. And so, you know, when I run now, you know, I think of Tom and I, you know, I think of people like you that do, you know, some amazing things. So on the business front, I know you've had to be resilient, some pivoting during COVID you referenced. Are there parallels between, you know, being resilient in business and then being in resilient when you're running and training?
Yeah, there's parallels. You know, when you're racing and when it gets hard, you have two options. You can quit or you keep going, right? And it's just like with business. Like, I've had a number of opportunities the last couple of years that I could have just said, all right, I'm going to quit and, you know, go do this or that or whatever. And I haven't. It's the grit. It's the no quit mentality. It's hard. It's not supposed to be easy. Just like running a marathon is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be hard. You get to mile 21 and you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm over. Then you hit 23 and 24 and you're like, yeah, okay, let's do this again. I can't wait to sign up for the next one.
It's like the Mount Washington. Oh, I hate it. And then you're finished. It's true.
Oh, like last year. I want those last 3 miles.
I know. So we got to get you back. But grit, Jay, is a term now used a lot in business to what we're looking for in terms of employees, you know, that are resilient. So that's a great analogy. Jeremy, thank you for being such an inspiration to the world, specifically the Concord community and New Hampshire community. Looking forward to working on your film project, Jeremy's Boot Camp, and Live Life to the Fittest.
Jay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. Oh, you are certainly one of the pillars, not just of the Concord area, but New Hampshire as well. And your story is fantastic. And the TED Talk, can't wait for that, as Tom had talked about. And certainly going to go to livelifetothefittest.com as well as Jeremy's Boot Camp. And that's where you can find livelifetothefittest.com, all about Jeremy and classes and training and everything that nutrition, the stuff, all that good stuff there. livelifetothefittest.com. For Jeremy Woodward and Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, I'm J-Dog. We'll have another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio next time here on The Pulse.